This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This portion of the show is also brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. Joined this evening by Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Good to be here.
Well, it's been, when Dan and I were setting this up, what I wanted to do was just do a recap of what he thought the highlights were from The Truth About Guns, because they are very prolific. They put a lot of stuff out. But now we've had a shooting in Santa Fe. I don't know what the proximity is from Austin to Santa Fe. What does The Truth About Guns know about this shooting so far?
Well, Santa Fe is about 30 or so miles south of Houston, so it puts it about 3 hours from us here in beautiful downtown Austin. But it turns out that a 17-year-old student of Santa Fe High School, his name is Demetrios Begurtsis, I believe it's pronounced,
right,
walked into school this morning dressed in a black trench coat, carrying a sawed-off shotgun and a .38 revolver. He had also evidently planted explosives around the school. But he walked into an art class and opened fire. And now we've got 10 people dead and 10 more injured.
Are you drawing any comparisons in your own mind's eye to Columbine?
I don't see how you avoid that. So much of this is reminiscent of Columbine. The black trench coat, the weapons, the explosives. It's very similar.
So, surprisingly, well, maybe not surprisingly, I don't know. He didn't use an AR-15, so I'm waiting to hear. Did he use the preferred guns, or are these the guns the gun grabbers say are okay?
Most do. A shotgun and a .38 revolver, those are about as old-timey as they get.
Yeah.
Clearly, he was able to wreak a whole lot of damage, kill and wound an awful lot of people using guns that most gun grabbers would at least initially exempt from any more gun control laws.
Right.
Yeah, no proposed assault weapons ban that I've seen would restrict anyone from carrying a revolver or owning a revolver and a shotgun.
Well, I mean, a shotgun is I'm pretty sure that James Holmes killed most of the people he killed in Aurora because his first weapon that before he ran it dry was a shotgun, a Remington 870, I believe.
Right.
And then after that, he started missing because a shotgun is much more devastating at close range than an AR. But that's all beside the point. Now, I know certain school districts in Texas allow armed teachers, have armed teachers. What do you know what the situation is in Santa Fe?
I don't know what their policy is. I do know that a couple of police officers did engage the shooter. He had apparently left a diary or online notes or something saying that he had intended to kill himself, but chickened out is what I've read in reports. So when he was challenged by the officers, he gave up. He did wound one of them, apparently. So I don't know if these officers responded to a call or if they were already there as school resource officers. Well, still a lot of the details are still to be revealed.
Like, we don't know if this was another Nicholas Cruz that had been telegraphing his intent for years and years and years. And
from the initial reports, and again, a lot of these things tend to change. It's only been about 12 hours since this happened.
Right.
In the initial reports, he wasn't, in fact, a chronic troublemaker, somebody who was constantly in trouble with the law, that type of thing. He apparently played JV football, and he accessed his guns from his father. These were his father's firearms. Not known how these they were stored, but that's the way that happened, and I'm sure there will be a lot of scrutiny on the father and then how he allowed his son to have access.
What about the now they were talking about another person of interest who, looking at the name, I would say that this assailant was had a Greek background in his ethnicity. The other person of interest seems to be the same sort of from the same general area. Maybe not him, but certainly his family. Do we know anything about the person of interest?
I have not heard any details at all. I haven't seen him identified. I understand he has been taken into custody, but what his involvement is, I don't know. But again, they found explosives in the school. They apparently found more explosives in a couple of homes and an automobile, pipe bombs, pressure cookers, Molotov cocktails. So they had all kinds of plans that fortunately didn't come all the way to fruition.
Did they not have any, these weren't set up to detonate, they just had possession of them, or?
My understanding is they just found them. I don't know if these had timers and they just hadn't gone off yet, but police
right.
had found these and deactivated them, fortunately. Maybe this was part of some greater, grander demonstration that they planned, but couldn't carry out because they were challenged sooner than they expected. Again, all of this is speculation, and we just don't know yet. I'm sure that'll come out in the days and weeks ahead.
Santa Fe cops, or whoever these responders were, it seems like they responded and reacted with a whole lot of restraint.
I would guess so. Just the fact that they didn't shoot this kid to death is amazing. I don't know what the circumstances were, but there were at least, again, I've read at least two officers who went into the school. Again, I don't know if they're resource officers or if they responded from duty, but they did go after him. And yeah, it does seem that they did use a great amount of restraint. And because my understanding is that the student was not wounded or shot at all.
Pretty quick response, though, huh?
I think it probably was, but it just shows how much damage can be done in a short amount of time. This student apparently pulled a fire alarm, which I believe is similar to what Cruz did. He
yep.
tried to get students out into the hallway where they were targets. So he pulled a fire alarm, and a lot of students went outside, and from what I've read, that's when they heard shots fired and saw windows being blown out of the art room because he was apparently in there with a captive group of students who were defenseless.
Well, I'm sure that I want to ask you, did you see the open letter that the governor of New York has written to the president?
I have not read that.
Okay.
What did he say?
Well, we'll talk about that in the next segment. I would like to get your response to that. Truthaboutguns.com, there was a time with this show that it was literally almost all of my show prep, and they still are up there. Now I'm just a longer show, so I just need to, I'm just like a big giant succubus just taking it all in now. So, but one of the top five blogs about the gun industry in the United States today. Check them out, truthaboutguns.com. My guest is Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This next part of the conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. Dan, may I read to you, please?
Please do.
Okay. This was put up. Who put this up? ABC News. This is coming off their Twitter feed. Open letter from Governor Andrew M. Cuomo to President Trump and elected officials in Washington. To President Trump, members of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, Columbine, Virginia Tech, Sandy Hook, Las Vegas, Orlando, Parkland, and now Santa Fe. When is enough enough? How many more innocent people have to die before you act? You were elected to lead. Do something. Your first responsibility is the people of this country, not the NRA. Do something. My heart breaks for the families who have to grieve for this needless violence. Do something. Sincerely, Andrew M. Cuomo, father of Kara, Mariah, and Michaela, taxpayer, governor of New York, NRA, F-rated elected official.
That Don't is let it he. Be said that Governor Cuomo misses an opportunity to grandstand.
Yeah, well, he does have plans beyond, Albany, I think.
I wish him good luck.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? I mean, you say certain things like he said before, like, if you're a conservative, you don't need to be in New York. If you want to own an AR-15, you shouldn't live in New York. Get out of New York, you know. Okay.
That doesn't seem to be a good way to attract a broad electorate and get yourself elected to higher office.
Or just some like-minded people.
Right.
That live in a bubble, that don't know any better, that, you know, I've never been to New York City. Have you ever been to New York City?
Oh, many times. I used to be there once a month.
Okay, so, you know, what is it like there? When people see a cop, I know down in the Diamond District there's a lot of guns walking around out there, but, I mean, in New York City, getting a permit to carry is, you know, pretty extraordinary to get one of those. What is it like when they see a cop with a gun or anything like that? Are they freaking out or what?
I think they're okay when they see a uniform. And when I was there, which was in late 2001 into 2002 and 3, we saw a lot of firearms on the street. That was I was there in the aftermath of 9/11, so you saw people in military uniforms carrying long guns,
right,
in strategic spots around the city. So it was a regular sight, and I'm sure that unnerved some people, but I think that they probably saw that as authorities with weapons who were protecting them.
He used that to springboard the SAFE Act, too, didn't he? He declared a state of emergency in New York and pushed through the SAFE Act. Well, that was after, I'm actually talking about after Sandy Hook. That's when he
pushed
that
off. No. Right. He was confident in his ability to do that. He had to do that in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
While nobody was looking.
Every time I see a picture of him, he always looks really, really angry.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a happy guy, does he?
Yeah, he does. So.
As for his letter today, I'd like to know what he expects someone to do. If you have an individual like this 17-year-old who somehow gets hold of two of his father's firearms that in any case, in any state, even California, even New York, would be legal, and does something horrendous like this, what is the Congress supposed to do? What is President Trump supposed to do? What could anyone do to stop something like this today, short of having metal detectors at the door of every school in the country, having kids patted down, having them all carrying clear backpacks and not letting a kid like this wear a black trench coat to school?
Well, I mean, we already do that. I mean, I flew to Dallas just like you. Well, you probably didn't fly to Dallas, but I flew to Dallas, and I didn't have on a transparent backpack, but they x-rayed it. And, I wasn't allowed to have a gun there, and I did go through a metal detector or some sort of x-ray machine or whatever. And we have accepted that as a part of life. And I know these kids in Parkland, they got sort of up in arms when this was being put out to them. But what they want to happen, number one, isn't going to happen. And number two, would not stop this kind of thing. So, yeah, I say that we start installing, you know, for these guys that don't want to put armed teachers in there, fine. Let them have some metal detectors. Make sure everybody carries a, you know, a transparent backpack. You got to put some people on every door and make sure that every door, every access is guarded. And
correct.
That's all you can do. That's all you can do.
That's right. And as we saw in Parkland, some of these same kids who were asking for people to do something complained when they were required to carry a clear backpack.
Yeah.
Something which isn't doesn't seem like it's terribly terribly onerous thing to require. I understand why a kid might not want to do that, but they ask for somebody to do something. That's what constitutes doing something in Parkland.
Well, I mean, I'm all the time hearing, you know, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you got to fear? So, listen, if you're not carrying anything messed up, big deal. So you got a clear backpack. You'll be able to find everything easier.
I suppose that's true.
Well, I mean, I just want them to live with the same set of rules I got to live with, Dan. Same set of rules I got to live with.
Seems only fair.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be, you know, too hard to get along with here. I just want them to experience what it means to be free. Same set of rules. But I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. And when we get back, I want you to, we got a couple of segments left. If you would, let's recap what you thought were the high points of this week, according to the truth about guns. And kick this off the right way. This is supposed to be our maiden voyage, and we've got this thing in Santa Fe happening, and still waiting on details as they come out, but we will see what we see. Truth About Guns, you can find them at truthaboutguns.com. How many, let's see, you got you, Jen Jakes, John Bach, who else, is Taylor still writing there?
John Wayne Taylor still writing for us, saw him today.
Yeah.
Jeremy S., we have Chris Heiss, we have Ken Ainsworth. We have a cast of tens that write for us off and on. And I appreciate every one of them because each one of them has their own strength and Harry's expertise, and that's what makes us what we are.
Yep. It is a fun ride at the Truth About Guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Students and other gun safety activists made a dramatic statement with marches all over the country, and now they're planning their next steps. With many of them heading back home, Parkland High School activist Emma Gonzalez told Face the Nation,
"This is not the end. This was just the beginning."
And Republican Governor John Kasich of Ohio, who was on State of the Union, agrees.
They got to keep it up. If they don't keep it up, those that want no change will just sit on their hands. They will never come out and say anything. They will just try to stall until the steam comes out of the kettle.
One person who doesn't want change to gun laws is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student Kyle
Kashyap.
We saw that in Maryland, that a good guy with a gun stopped a bad guy with a gun. The only way to stop an active shooter on campus is to have another person to eliminate him.
Kyle was on CBS's Face the Nation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
On January 29th of last year, I was a stroke victim, but some patients can't even get the proper medication because of stringent insurance practices. Doctor, doesn't seem like America, does it?
No, it does not. And first of all, I'm very sorry that you had that experience. It is not like America. This is not the way it should be. PCSK9 inhibitors, which were released and approved by the FDA in 2015, the summer of 2015, have experienced unprecedented barriers for access by the payers of the insurance companies. They're human monoclonal antibodies made by an immortal cell line. They're not little drugs that are just punched out on an assembly line.
Wow.
But what I can tell you is this, that the PCSK9 inhibitors clearly lower LDL cholesterol effectively. I mean, that has been well documented.
If you think you have a heart problem, what's the best thing to do?
Oh, my God. If you think you have a heart problem, talk to...
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This conversation is also presented by Rock River Arms. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights, check them out at rockriverarms.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. So, you just had a week until today. What did you think of the week until today?
It was a event filled week. In fact, there was another story today that didn't get a lot of press because of the terrible news coming out of Santa Fe, Texas.
Right.
But this morning, in Florida, an individual walked into Trump National Doral Resort, owned, of course, by the president, about 1:30 a.m., carrying a flag and a firearm, and opened fire indiscriminately. He was basically trying to lure the police,
right?
Which, naturally enough, he did. They showed up and engaged in a short exchange of gunfire with him, and shot him in the legs. He seems to be incredibly lucky that that's all that happened. There were five police officers there, and they shot him in the legs. I don't know how many times. They said he was, quote-unquote, shouting anti-Trump slogans. as he entered and as he was firing back at police.
And they shot him in the legs.
And they shot him in the legs. They didn't shoot center mass.
He has no wounds at all, center mass.
No. I saw a video of him being wheeled into an ambulance, and he didn't look like he was too badly off. He was conscious, and I think he's very lucky.
Well, if they were aiming for his legs, I guess the cops were very lucky they hit him in the legs.
Yeah, they are. That's harder to do than
And being hit in the leg, I mean, being hit in the leg or being hit in the leg or in the hips or anything like that, that's, you could still bleed out pretty good, I think, on the truth about guns. I've seen a video of a guy shot.
There's some arteries down there. If you hit the right spot, there's not a thing you can do. You were going to bleed out.
In 4 minutes, yeah. So that's not really a good, and same thing with the arms and the shoulders. So, I mean, I would love to know why they shot him in the legs.
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe they recognized that he was just acting crazily, and they felt sorry for him. But he was armed. He was firing, and that's not anything that police officers typically mess with. They will usually shoot to stop the threat.
The idea that cops are systemic thrill killers, which is what a lot of people try to make them out to be, is basically laid to rest every day, isn't it? I mean, these guys show incredible... I mean, it sounds like this guy was trying to commit suicide by a cop.
It almost does. I don't know if he was just a victim of Trump derangement syndrome, or if he was truly mentally ill, or maybe those are two words for the same thing. I don't know. But that certainly sounds like a suicide by cop effort that, fortunately, didn't succeed at.
Yeah. So that part of it just keeps on. Every time this happens, for some reason, nobody ever writes that story. Well, today, the whole notion that cops are bloodthirsty savage killers was laid to rest when they did not shoot a man and kill him who has clearly lost his mind and trying to get him to do just exactly that.
Yeah, somehow they never really emphasized that part, that the police would have been more than justified at shooting at much more vital areas and didn't do that. Most police officers just want to do their jobs, they want to do it safely, they want to go home at night. They are not bloodthirsty killers. Like any group, you're going to have your exceptions, you're going to have bad eggs, but most police officers are upstanding people that protect us out there every day.
So what else has caught your attention?
Well, he had another financial institution penalize a firearms-related business out of the blue because they're involved in firearms. Intuit, which owns QuickBooks, cut off their business with the Gunsight Academy, the famous training operation in Arizona. Gunsight had recently switched over their credit card processing from whoever did it before. Guess they got a better deal through QuickBooks. Well, they got a call recently from QuickBooks saying, hey, we can't continue to service you. And they said it was because you sell knives and firearms over the Internet. Children can buy them. Well, they obviously didn't know what they're talking about. And once Gunsight explained the process, how an FFL works, the background checks, and all that kind of thing, they thought the situation was resolved. But not too much later, actually, I think a few hours later, they got another call and said, you're done. We're cutting you off. Not only that, but all of the pending credit card charges that are in process are going to be reversed, which means that literally tens of thousands of dollars that people had paid for over-the-internet gear and firearm purchases and people who had been at Gunsight in Arizona taking classes and paying for those classes, those charges were refunded to those people. So
now they have to go and do all this emailing and all this other stuff, don't they?
Exactly. They're basically having to call all these people and get other credit card information, and they've since moved back to their prior credit card processor, who fortunately will continue to do business with them. But it's a huge headache, and the only reason is because they sell guns. And the irony, of course, is Gunsight Academy is dedicated. What they do is teach people how to responsibly, safely use firearms. So Intuit decided that that probably wasn't a good idea. They may be out there teaching people how to be safe with firearms, but that's not something that they want to be involved with.
Let me ask you a question. We got about a minute left in this segment. Are you waiting for the gun industry to come up with their own financial solution?
Yes. I think that people have tried that in the past before, and those efforts haven't really taken off. But I think the situation is different now when you have giants like Bank of America and Citibank cutting people off and deciding that they're not going to underwrite any firearms businesses. You've got people such as the Comptroller of the State of New York pressuring these companies not to process credit card transactions for these people. It's getting to the point where that's going to have to happen. One of these companies is going to need to start their own bank and then start processing credit card charges themselves. Which is just really going to separate the industry further from the rest of American business community. But if that has to happen, that has to happen. So these companies are going to need to be able to process charges. They're going to need to have access to capital
yep.
to fund their operations.
Yep. I got a question for you regarding that when we get back, and then we'll continue on. My guest is Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. First of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, if they'll play.
Everyone, crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Go look at the ergonomic excellence. Go there now, boydsgunstocks.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman of The Truth About Guns, getting the recap on the week and everything, one quick question I had asked you regarding finance and everything. Is the reason the finance hasn't taken off is because we had, you know, when all of that first stuff came out, everybody backed away for a minute and everything went back to normal and everybody's like, oh, well, okay, no need to do this now.
There was PayPal and a few others had refused to process purchases through for firearms or firearm related items a while back, and there were some efforts to duplicate that for the firearms community, but banks as a whole still were financing gun related businesses, manufacturers, retail operations. As they always had. So I don't think there was enough of a demand or a need for it then. I think things have changed now.
I mean, isn't this, I mean, don't we see sort of the same kind of thing with YouTube?
Definitely, definitely. It just right. Like there have been efforts to have a YouTube alternative. There's Full 30. There's a few others out there. And they have, these others have gone along and they've done okay, but with YouTube being much more aggressive in demonetizing some of these channels, I think one or more of those may actually take off here. I've been a fan of Full 30 and Tim Harmson and all that's done well. Not as familiar with some of the other alternatives out there, but as more pressure is put on content producers by YouTube, there'd be more of a need and more of a desire for those producers to have another alternative out there.
Well, I mean, I saw Glock Store. They've come out with their own website where they're going to host video, but it's only going to be their video.
Ah,
And I've seen Such Double Zero. He's at Get Zone now, and you know you're talking about some of these other things that are out there. I guess the problem's going to be just getting everybody to move over there. We'll see what happens with that. What else caught your eye, sir?
Well, Remington emerged from bankruptcy this week. They had filed a prepackaged bankruptcy plan back in March, I think it was.
Right.
And their creditors now own the operation. The Cerberus Capital Management that started Freedom Group, that was eventually renamed Remington Outdoor, took a write-off, and Remington is out from under about $750 million in debt. But one of the New York Times leading lights, Andrew Ross Sorkin, took a look at that and had a brilliant idea, a couple of brilliant ideas for Remington. He wants to see Remington become the most advanced and responsible gun manufacturer in the country.
Yeah, I saw that.
And the way he thinks that can happen is to have someone socially responsible buy the company, not have a Ruger or a Smith & Wesson buy Remington or some of the pieces like DPMS or Marlin. But he wants to see somebody much more socially responsible do that, and he wants to have them be a leading developer of smart gun, which the American gun buying public has shown very little appetite for. One of the reasons for that, of course, is that there's a poison pill law in New Jersey,
right?
That will require everyone in New Jersey to buy smart guns, or sellers will only be able to buy smart guns as soon as smart guns are available anywhere in the country. So, of course, people blame the NRA for opposing smart guns. They, of course, have never done that. They only oppose mandates like the New Jersey law. To the extent that someone makes a smart gun, more power to them. If somebody wants to buy one, that's fine. But, of course, gun buyers have been very wary about that because of the reliability, because of the ability to defeat them, sometimes remotely. There have been examples of people who have very easily been able to defeat the protections on them and make a gun that's not supposed to fire.
Sure.
These things aren't even close to being ready for prime time.
I'm wondering if I could take my remote that will open the hatchback of my car, and if it would drop the magazine if I try to open the hatchback of my car. The problem,
I don't know, that might be fun.
Yeah. You know, the big push on this came. I noticed this really big push happening right after Skyfall came out. Because
right.
some of these legislators and, lawmakers saw that James Bond had one, so they must be a smoking hot idea. And didn't James Bond also have a car that went invisible too?
I'm not sure about invisible. But yeah, if James Bond can have a smart gun that recognizes his fingerprints, why can't every American?
Well, that just
making
tells
that
you
that a reality that, is a whole other story.
That just tells you none of the legislators watch Judge Dredd, doesn't it?
That's correct.
Because
that's absolutely true.
That's not the first time that little scheme has been shown in a film. But, I mean, it's fiction. I don't want to spend any more time on this. Anything else come up in your head? It's a stupid topic to even talk about. We got about 3 minutes left. Anything else you want to bring up and recap before we go?
Well, one other brilliant aspect that Mr. Sorkin had in his article was he thought that another option for who should own Remington would be a responsible retailer like Walmart or
Dick's
Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
Dick's Sporting Goods, every gun owner's favorite outlet right now.
Yeah,
I can only imagine the reaction of the general gun-buying public if Dick's Sporting Goods came to own Remington or one of the other brands under that umbrella. I think we all remember what happened to Ruger and, to a greater extent, Smith & Wesson back in the bad old days when they were perceived as being in bed with the Clinton administration and magazine capacity limits and assault and other so-called gun safety measures. Smith & Wesson was almost put out of business because of that. If these brands came under the ownership of somebody like Dick's Sporting Goods, that would be the end of the nation's oldest gun company.
I'm going to try to talk. I've got an AR-15 builder that I want somebody to make a totally tricked out, tacked up Ruger Mini 14. Because that's the one. I think Dick's still probably sells that.
They probably do. And then, of course, even Dianne Feinstein has always exempted the Ruger Mini 14. That's never been banned in any assault weapons.
Nope.
Even though it's as powerful, more powerful, and can fire as quickly as any of the banned firearms that that seem to be unpopular.
Yeah, well, you know, but it looks normal.
It looks like a regular rifle.
So I'm gonna. You've been hearing the Boyd Gunstock thing. I wonder if I could get them to Frankenstein me up a gunstock to go on that. Looked all
I'm tactical. Sure they'd be more than happy to do that.
Yeah, I might have to look at that. I'm gonna have to look at that and see what I can do, because I want them to recoil in terror and horror when they see it. The truth about guns. How often a day? What do you put up, about 10 new stories a day?
10 to 12. That's our usual.
Yep. T-Tag, thetruthaboutguns.com. They are there every day, 5 days, 7 days a week. 7 days. They don't even take, you guys don't even take the weekend off. So.
No, we don't. The internet never closes.
No, it doesn't. So for your up-to-date information, that is a good destination to go to. Check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. Mr. Zimmerman will be joining me weekly as we recap the week's events. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Happy to be here. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Coming up next, Tatiana Whitlock and the Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.